1, episode 1, July 31st, 2009.
No smoking in the car.
Hey, this is Brian Redband, and I'm here with my friend Joey Coco Diaz. How you doing, Joey?
What's happening, buddy?
This is our first podcast we're going to try out. This is just us trying to figure it out. So, what's new?
You know me. I'm over here fucking worrying about iPhones and computers. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So that's why I figured I'd come up and spend an hour a week with you and we'll simplify it. Phones, computers, cameras, and all that type of technology shit that I have no fucking idea what's going on with.
At least you're texting now. You weren't text messaging for a while, but the word on the street is that you've been texting here and there.
I've been texting certain people. Certain people text me, I don't text them back just so they don't get comfortable. I don't want them to get confused. But just my tight friends, I'll text with just because I like them and shit like that. Like, I have a friend in Jersey. I don't mind texting with him, yourself, yeah. Hemingway.
But it's on the record, so you got to watch out, you know?
Yeah, but I'm not texting with everybody. Like, I ignore their texts and shit. Then I make them call me back and whatnot.
So, what's going on? How's the points treating you? Are you doing good on the points?
You know, the points always, I should be tipping the scales at a mere 60 pounds this week.
Weight Watcher points,
yeah. For you people. I don't want you to think we're fucking loan sharks here. Next thing you know, you're dialing 911. The FBI is breaking into my house to find a notebook with point values on fucking lettuce and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's something the FBI would do, but you'd be embarrassed about. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds like a good John Hughes movie, too, by the way. The police break into the house and they arrest the guy for all these like crimes, and it was just his Weight Watcher points.
I'm talking about fucking points here, you dumb fuck. Not whatever type of points. Hey, let me ask you something, because I wanted this to be one of the topics today, so I don't know. This app that they have for the iPhone where it tells you where a medical marijuana store is that nationwide?
It's just for California, I believe, but what it does is it pretty much uses your location using GPS, and it tells you the closest stores and stuff. But you can do that online. There's a few websites just on your computer you can do. You don't need the app store for it. One's called weedtracker.com. Okay. And what's cool about that is each medical marijuana store has its own like website, so you go to it or forum, and you can pretty much they'll tell you what's new at that particular location, and people like can talk and log in and talk about it and say, yeah, I bought this last week, it sucked. I bought this, it was good. So it's kind of cool. Check it out. It's called weedtracker.com. It's pretty good website.
I just wanted the weed. I want the fucking app that tells you where the weed is, where I see the devil. That's it. I want to go and have the devil light the joint for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no knock-knock jokes. I don't want none of that shit. Are you going to see funny people today?
Yes.
What time are you going?
You know, I'm thinking about going to see it later tonight. I'm actually really excited about it.
That's hundreds right there. That's 20s. That's a one.
And there's a part where, what's his name? Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill. He talks about how he just makes a bunch of videos with cats on the internet and
yes.
He gets thousands of points.
Yeah.
Do you have a cat that has a stupid face?
Do you release air where poopy comes out?
Then you need
Kitty Farka! Kitty Farka! You fart in a cup, put it in the cat's face, look at his reaction, ha ha ha, you suck!
Oh, let's get back to basics here. You fart in a cup and made your cat sniff it. Did he react to you?
Yeah, he didn't like it. The dog started freaking out. Have you not seen that video?
I've seen half of it. I used to fart in a cup and make my grandmother sniff it. You ever do that? Wake him up out of a fucking cold sleep. Grandma, grandma. They put the teeth back. The light goes on. The whole thing. Everything goes on just to smell the cup and the fart in the cup. And it's amazing how it's even like if you fart in your car and you get in it the next morning. It's the same kind of concept. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Fart in the cup, fart in the car, who knows?
I don't know why. I just have this thing that I love fucking with animals. Not in bad ways, like in good ways like that. Like, I have another video where I sing with my cat, sing Christmas songs with my cat.
I'm dreaming of a Christmas just like the one I used to.
You should really do work with animals more. Like, you were at one time doing something with Animal Planet, or trying to do something with the animals.
I was trying, but they didn't like my patois, you know what I'm saying? You know, they don't like when you put Scotch tape on your cat's paws and blow shotguns in his face, you know what I'm saying? That's not something for Animal Planet people. That's something for planet animal people. You know what I'm saying? People are just animals. You ever do that to your cat? You fucking put Scotch tape on his paws, and they can't really walk. They walk like that. They walk like that Gene Kelly dancing in the rain. And you blow a shotgun of that city OG in their face, it's all over.
You know what I used to do? I used to put Bengay on my cat's paws.
Oh, that's cruel. That's Bengay. No, that's Michael Vick type shit. You know what I'm saying?
I have a video that I should have put Bengay on the cat's paws, and then I give him catnip, and he just starts tripping out. It's
that's
great.
Wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's like giving me, that's like putting Bengay on your balls and tickling your feet. You know what I'm saying? That's just fucking wrong.
You know, one of the funniest stories I've ever had with you, Joey, is when we were filming the naked man on the toilet. And remember the owner of the house? All right, so Joey, pretty much we were filming Joey on the toilet completely naked and like doing like horoscopes and traffic reports on the toilet. And the person's house that we were at, the woman, the wife of the guy, it's like coming out with lemonade, like, how is everything, guys? And then there's you sitting on the toilet. But one of the funniest things about that is when you brought your own copy of Cat Fancy magazine.
Oh, absolutely. I'm subscribing to Cat Fancy and the other one, Cat Litter. I'm subscribed to all that stuff.
What's the latest on your cats? Because a lot of people don't know this, but you have like nine cats.
I love my
babies. In a one-bedroom apartment, right?
In a one-bedroom with an office extended back. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing.
Bro, that's crazy. Have you been following the Eminem Mariah Carey shit?
No, I don't know what's going on. Fill me in on this thing.
Okay, pretty much what happened, or this is what I'm
Eminem
guessing.
Fucked Mariah Carey?
Yeah, Eminem supposedly says that he dated Mariah Carey for 6 months and fucked her once and broke up, and he said that she's just a crazy alcoholic and whatever. But, I don't know who started it first. I think Eminem said something in a rap song. But then Mariah Carey released a video where she's dressed up like an Eminem character and just, like, calling him a psycho and blah, blah, blah. So Eminem released a song last night or a video last night completely destroying Mariah Carey, like, making fun of her, calling her a wino and fucking, like, saying, you know, what's her husband now or whatever.
The young
like,
kid.
Yeah, picking fights with whatever his face is. It's pretty crazy. You should listen.
This is what the fuck I do. Mariah, it ever occur to you that I still have pictures? However you prefer to do, and that goes for Nick too, faggot. You think I'm scared of you?
That's no fun picking on that poor kid. That kid's a nice kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he seems like a really nice kid.
I know him a long time. When I first moved to town, he was just getting into comedy, and he was a young kid, 16, 17.
What's his name?
Not Chris Tuck. I forget. Don something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nice kid. They gave him a show. Good-looking kid. You know what? He ended up with Mariah Carey. That's worse than Joe DiMaggio. Ended up with fucking Marilyn Monroe. I mean, Mariah Carey is a mess. For starters, that one tit's bigger than the other. And she paid like $40,000 for it. You know what I'm saying? Somebody beat her for sure. I think it was Michael Jackson's doctor.
Oh, Jesus. Have you been following that lately?
What happened now?
Oh, I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy that anyone with a, you know, who's a doctor would actually administer such crazy drugs to him when, you know.
That's what the guy wanted. The guy's a fucking billionaire, and he wants to see the devil. He wants to see the moon. Let me tell you something. I'm a couple weeks away from getting an anesthesia tank my fucking self. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to bed for 15 fucking hours. I mean, but he was out. Listen, everybody was giving this guy drugs. You know, everybody was an enabler. It's cool to be around Michael Jackson. What the fuck, man? You either suck his dick or give him drugs. It's the same fucking difference. You know what I'm saying?
You ever see him live?
Yeah, I seen him live in 84 with his brothers and 81 by himself or 80 by himself.
You saw the one with his brothers?
I seen the one Victory Tour, yeah.
Oh, dude, that was a great album. Yeah, I love that album.
Torture.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Don't tell people you got that album. You'll lose stripes. You know what I'm saying? You're a fucking player from the Himalayas. You're not supposed to have that album. Next thing you know, you're telling me you have the Osmond's Christmas album. And they're going to dial 911 in this motherfucker. Look at the dog. He's got the skinniest fucking ass in the world.
Oh, I shave it that way.
Oh, you shave his ass?
Yeah, I shave all my animals because I don't want them to look fat.
Okay. Oh, I thought he's tiny. He's got a little fucking butt there. Look at his little muffler. You can't put a pinky in there for entertainment purposes. You know what I'm saying? There's no foreplay in his life.
I got him the sex dog. It's a stuffed animal that he can watch. He hates this thing. He'll destroy it.
Sure, he's destroyed. He's got no fucking hole. You know what I'm saying? He's got no hole to put his pinguita in there. You got him a sex toy, and all he can do is dry hump it to death. Maybe he wants to sharpen his pencil, bitches.
what's your plans this weekend? What are you doing?
You know what I got plans for the weekend? I got nothing. Right now, a lot of people don't notice I'm putting together a one-man show, which I'm workshopping on August 11th. And that's been all my fucking time, you know? It's about life coach. It's about...
You still doing the Dirty Show once a month?
I still do that in Brea once a month.
Once a month, the Brea Improv, right?
And I still got little comedy things I do around here, but I'm really focusing on, you know, it's August, and like I said, we've lost about 60 pounds on the way in this week, but I've been good on points. The points haven't backfired. I've been drinking water. I've been sleeping.
Did you see the big bump that Kenny Florian has on next to his eye? You know, he has this huge pimple on the next of his eye, and people are saying that's bad because it means it can pop and get, you know, become bloody and go into his eye. So now they're saying, watch out for Kenny Florian, has this huge zit on the side of his
eye. I don't know if you've seen the episode when the Brady Bunch went to Hawaii. They put fucking Maluka on him. BJ Penn got a chicken and a pineapple and put a fucking spell on him. Now the poor cocksucker got a welt over his eye. You know what I'm saying? That's the power of the fucking Hawaii. A lot of people don't know that. They got the Maluka down there. Get fucking Kenny Florian on the phone. Ask him if he found like a little Hawaiian symbol under his pillow, like the way they did to the Godfather. Remember they put a fucking horse's head in his bed? Same thing. That's the power of BJ Penn. He's over there with a pineapple right now, with a fucking luau and a pig, and they're putting a spell of death on Kenny Florian.
So one of the things that I wanted to do with this talk show is have a weekly prank call where we prank call one of our friends.
Who are you going to prank call?
I don't know.
Prank call Ari, for starters. He's at physical therapy. So right now, Ari the Jew is probably sitting at the table getting molested by another Jew pulling his fucking leg. First off, people, it's AM in California. Ari doesn't get up till 2. He's a real vampire. He's such a vampire, he couldn't even wake up to shoot True Blood. There you go. Ari Shafir live on the podcast. Brian, his co-host Joey Diaz. Ari Shafir, what's happening?
Nothing.
What are you doing? You're still. I was telling these people that the Jew is on the table getting fucking his leg twisted by another Jew. Unbelievable.
I was getting. I was a homo. I wasn't a Jew. I was a homosexual.
All right. Is he a homosexual?
Yeah. Bruno.
Do you have the baggy underwear on? Did you drop the one ball on him? Did he see the Jew hemorrhoid?
Yeah, I have the shorts on, the top out shorts. They're kind of loose, so I let the ball hang to the left so you can take a look down and see it, you know?
Tremendous. Did your balls hang down? Did they wiggle all around? All right, Brian, ask him some questions. I'm the co-host, you fuck.
What's going on, Ari? How was your show last night?
That was fun. It was all those teenagers. It was a bunch of 14-year-olds, just the of them.
They do these bus tours where a bunch of 14-year-olds come in and watch you do comedy. And last night it was...
Two Coca-Colas and a thing of ice cream.
And they get two Coca-Colas and a thing of ice cream, which is like giving an Indian fucking gin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I told one kid that I wanted to rape him.
That's right.
That poor kid is at home right now.
I have that on video. I can't wait till one of you guys die so I can put it on TV.
You can put on TV now. I don't care. Oh, nobody wants it now.
So what's the rest of your day looking like there, Shafiri?
I gotta buy some weed for my agent.
All right.
I said I gotta buy some weed for my agent.
All right, no problem.
And I gotta send over some thing of writing samples to this other guy.
All right.
Manager, and then I get high, get some pizza.
All right.
I might try to reorganize my apartment.
All right.
But I'm probably going to do none of that.
Let me explain something to you. I hope you don't go on Twitter with that shit, because that's the most uninteresting day of my fucking life right there, cocksucker. You understand? I'd rather shoot myself. I wanted you to hear how you're going to go. You're going to go to the bank and deposit some fucking 80 cents.
Oh.
Then from there, you're going to go get a corned beef sandwich.
Ari did something on Twitter that really bugged me, Joey. He posted 24 photos from the DMV of hair dye. People with hair.
The hair dye.
Yeah. And that's what I call Twitter bombing, which spams the fuck out of, you know, it's kind of like when people do that, that's when I unfollow you. And I was so tempted, but you were my friend, so I was like, I can't ban him from all this.
Cocksucker. Bye. That was the most boring day of my fucking life. You understand me? I think my cat's got a better schedule. He licks his balls, eats something, What's your day looking like there, Brian?
Don't you hate that, though, on Twitter where somebody just posts like 1,000 times in like an hour? Like they're just like, hey, this happening. This is like Ari posted 24 photos on his Twitter within an hour.
One at a time?
Yeah, one at a time.
Oh,
so,
I would fucking strangle.
Right, exactly.
You're interrupting my fucking cat news and you're interrupting my New York Times shit.
Who was that guy that used to be on the show? What was that, like Ed or something like that? And he also was on The State. Michael. He used to be on that comedy group called The State.
He has a show on
Michael
Comedy
Irving.
Central now?
Yeah,
is that
yes.
One of the
yes,
Comedy Central?
Yes,
yeah. Mike and Mike?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he did that the other day. And I like him as a comic, and I fucking unfollowed him because of it. He just posted 11. I don't know, man. It drives me crazy.
I don't think anybody's that fucking interested.
Exactly. It's like,
you know what? You're right. Up, you're right. John Mayer did that to me one night.
Yeah.
And I fucking woke up the next morning, and I was waiting for my little fucking news on my, you know, because I follow as the world turns. And they have this thing on Twitter you can follow as the world turns without even watching it. Did you send your prayer to fucking Israel yet on the wall? On Twitter? You can Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Like
and somebody writes it down?
They write it down, put it in the fucking wall, and you're one step closer to Jesus, wherever the fuck else lives in Jerusalem. You know what I'm saying? What else you got on the agenda for this weekend?
You know, I don't know, man. I haven't washed my car in a while.
Well, that's good. That's good, because that's part of the lease plan. You got to wash your car. Because if not, the ass rot sinks right into the seat, and 10 Jews can't get that out of the car. You know what I'm saying? Or 10 Puerto Ricans, whatever the fuck's washing cars these days.
Well, it's funny. In L.A., you get people in your car a lot more than you do, like, in any other state. When I lived in Ohio, I never valeted my car. I never had somebody in my car as much as you do in L.A. And it sucks because you pretty much have to leave treats like Santa Claus, like leaving cookies on the fireplace. Like, because I come in there, and I'm missing weed, I'm missing change.
Really?
Every time, and it's almost like a joke. Like I should really film like a documentary about how much money in weed I lose a month just from living in L.A.
You should leave like a little weed, a cookie.
A cookie, like, right? Like Santa Claus.
You know that happened to me. I left a cookie for the fucking mouse at a hotel one time in San Diego.
So we were just in San Francisco.
Yes, we were.
And we had a fire alarm go off at 3 in the morning.
Fuck yeah.
And what pretty much happened at 3 in the morning, this flashing light started flashing on the ceiling, and this voice comes on and goes,
"Attention, there's been a fire alarm detected on the second floor. Please stay tuned for more information."
And in the background, I don't know if you heard this or not, a guy was like,
"Oh my God, there's a fire! Evacuate the building!"
I ran into the hallway looking for the escape and like the exit sign, and I could not see the exit sign anywhere. And so then I'm thinking like, fuck, you know, your brain just kind of shuts off when you're in that big of a panic and when it's 4 in the morning. So finally I found the same fire escape I guess the whole hotel found. So we're walking down, I'm on the 12th floor, floor by floor by floor, and it started getting so slow, and the fire escape actually became a one-lane fire escape where it's like only one person can go through this like tunnel at a time. It actually was like in the basement. It felt really scary. And a woman in front of me fell down, broke like or hit her head. She was crying. This old lady was shuffling down like super slow. And there was one point where I was like, I'm going to bust through this window and jump 5 floors just to get out of this predicament, because I'm freaking out. I thought I was going to die for sure. I get outside looking for you. You're outside. You just took the elevator straight down.
I don't fuck around. No, I didn't take the elevator down.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, I thought you said you took the elevator down.
No, I was down. The elevators were shut off. What I did was I got up and thought about it. And then I said, I got to leave in an hour. Why don't I just pack? I was halfway packed. I had to pack my breathing machine.
Right.
So I sat there and I go, let me just go outside so I'm not an asshole.
Right.
I didn't want to go outside. But what really happened was I opened the door and I seen smoke.
Yeah, what floor were you staying at?
I was on the 9th floor.
On the 9th floor. Yeah, I started noticing it when going down this. The worst was when you're going down the stairway and you start going towards the smoke.
Right.
So you're thinking like, dude, I'm just going towards passing out and maybe burning, you know? I should be going the opposite
direction. I didn't think that much. I didn't think that ahead of a game because,
really?
Listen, once I would have smelled smoke, I would have tore those people down. I would have used them all like fucking weapons. You understand me?
I almost did that.
But I've seen that it was that extinguisher powder. I fired off plenty of those hotel extinguishers in my day to know it was on the floor. So I knew that.
Difference between smoke and...
Yeah.
Oh, see,
I didn't know when I opened the door. When I opened the door and I seen all these people running down the stairs like marching the wooden fucking soldiers, and I see all this white powder in the air, I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, something's happening. And even then I thought about it. You know, I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm going to go downstairs and there ain't nothing going to be going on. And I get downstairs, I was just standing there, and all of a sudden my phone went off, And you text, and I went over to you guys, and you guys were, you know, a little shaken up.
Yeah.
I didn't know, you know, I didn't fall for it. When you felt, when you smell fire, and you hear women screaming, that's when you panic.
Yeah.
Because when you hear women...
Oh, I had somebody screaming in front of me, and
did?
Falling down, hitting their head. I had an old lady that was going one step at a time, and I'm like...
Out of fucking
way. Yeah, like, I got to a point, there was at least three times where I'm like, okay, I'm just going to be the dick that shuffles past all these people and knocks them down, because... I can't stand here anymore.
This is terrible.
Yeah. Especially when you're in the middle, like I was holding my breath because I thought that was smoke. So I'm going, you know, like no, like for like five floors, I was holding my breath.
You're like the fucking idiot in Office of the Gentleman underwater, you know what I'm saying? The redheaded guy, David Caruso. He's over there kicking and fucking 1 minute they're hugging and kissing. I don't listen. I am petrified of fire. That was a warning for me, though.
It was a warning.
It was
for
a
me.
Warning for me.
One, I'm going to always request the lowest floor.
Big, fuck yeah. Yeah! I'm staying on the fucking outside.
Yeah, and fucking, I'm going to. You know what? Also, I found there was a map on the back of the door that I had seen a million times.
You
every
never
time you stay
at
a hotel,
it.
You're like, oh, "There's a map."
You take it for granted.
Yeah, I never look at that. I'm going to fucking check out the map like I'm fucking a dungeon explorer.
Forget
you know?
About it. You're like Jack Lestow looking for a buried treasure. No, that does really. That does really shock the shit out of you. You know, I went back to the room, and I had weed, and I didn't smoke it. And I was thinking about smoking. I said, that would have really been a dick. But if I would have been outside for 2 or 3 hours, I would have been pissed because that weed would have been upstairs.
Now, did you notice at your hotel, by the way, we're talking about the Cliff Hotel in San Francisco.
495 Geary Street.
Yeah. I wrote a review for Yelp.com on about the Cliff. And one of the things, I like the hotel, but one of the worst things was the rooms were the most paper-thin rooms ever. I heard the people next to me not only have sex, I heard their Facebook account password. I heard their cell phone ring while it was on vibrate. That's how thin the walls were. It was so bad that, like, if I had a kid there, I would have to sue the hotel because there was one part where the chick goes, come over here and sit on my dick, and it was loud as day. Like,
oh my
I had
God.
My own show.
You should have knocked.
but that was the bad thing, though, is I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to let them in that, like, hey, I'm a sicko that's been listening to you for the last 2 days. So I had to be super quiet. And one time, my girlfriend called, and I had to, like, grab the phone, run into the bathroom, shut the door, go, yes, no.
Oh, what's the matter with you?
Because I couldn't just be like,
no,
hello.
No.
So after I came back from the fire alarm that night, there was, like, 3 hours left till we leave. And I'm like... Oh, damn, that was fucking crazy. And then you heard the person next to me go, did you just hear that?
Oh, you're in a real... They put you in a Puerto Rican room. If I would have heard them having sex, I would have whacked off on a piece of paper and put it under the door.
Dude, it was so thin that when I was whacking off to them having sex, you could hear... like that. And I'm like, oh, my God, they can hear that.
That's disgusting, Brian. My wall was not like that. They put Brian on the shitty side of the hotel.
They did. The room was 1, 2, 3, 3. So if you guys own the hotel, go in there and have another employee in the other room and just talk, and you'll be amazed. And that's one I would never pay to stay there ever again because of that.
I didn't like the bathroom. The bathroom setup.
Yeah, the bathroom. Flushing the toilet. You had to, like, reach around the toilet.
And the paper was a mile away. You had to be fucking Captain Slinky, one of the X-Men.
What would you rate that hotel 2 out of 5? Or 5 stars.
Let me tell you something. I'll tell you what, guys. The bed was very comfy. The room was cold.
Yeah.
The cable system was good. The refrigerator was good.
Yeah.
Except for that listening and the bathroom.
What about the $16 bottle of water that was on the desk?
What
did you see that?
Ahi tuna with the wasabi mashed potatoes.
Oh, that was fucking good for $62.
$62. $62. But our guardian angel paid for it, and it was fucking delicious.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Yeah.
The hotel... was a 3 up to the fire, but with the wasabi and the ahi, I give it a 4.5. You understand me? Those wasabi mashed potatoes,
yeah.
Not only was I constipated, but my asshole was on fire.
Yeah.
That's when you know it goes in for the full effect.
Yeah. If I had to pay for the thing, I wouldn't stay there.
What's your technology tip for the week?
If you ever, we work from the hotels a lot, we work from the airports a lot, from the road. If you're away from your house for a lot, you can buy something called a Sling Player, which is a box that hooks up to your cable TV, to your TiVo. So when you're in a hotel room or when you're at the airport, you can log on to the internet, this internet type thing, and you can access your TV. So when you're home, when you're at the airport, when you're in a hotel room, you could sit there and watch all your shows on your TiVo. You could also set it to record things. You could also hook other things up to this box. Like, I have security cameras, so I can watch what's going on in my house, or I can watch what's on my TiVo and cable. And it makes, like, when you're staying in a hotel room that doesn't have good cable, which the Cliff had good cable, but if you're staying at, like, a Mattel 6, you could have way better cable and stuff like that. So it's called the Sling Player. You get at Best Buy, whatever. Pretty easy to hook up. The only negative part is you have to have an internet connection wired around your TV area. It can't be wireless. So it's called Sling Player. Real easy. It's about $100. It starts off about $100. You can get HD versions of them for about $250 or so, I think. But cheapest price always on Amazon.com.
Is that fucking chink porn you've taped that important? You got to take it on the road with you.
No, you know what's good, though, is if you're at a comedy club in the green room and there's a fight on, you can turn on your TV, turn it on HBO, watch the fight live
on their TV?
On your iPhone or your laptop.
Oh, Jesus.
So Christ. I can have it on my iPhone. I can sit there and watch UFC live streaming from my home TV.
You believe this, people?
And then you can switch onto a different camera and see your girlfriend fucking a black guy.
Can I give him my technology tip of the week?
Okay.
Sprint always gets better reception than the iPhone. You understand? Always, hands down, I hear these little three guys crying about they can't get nobody. Meanwhile, I'm on the phone with fucking Martians and shit. You know what I'm saying? That weed got me pretty high.
Yeah, not bad, right?
Give that a kid. What kind of weed was that?
This was called Mr. Nice Guy. This is Happy Weed.
From where?
I can't remember the name of the place.
Good. People don't need to fucking know anyway. Hey, that was Brian Redband. I'm Joe Diaz, his co-host, and I'll see you next week.
Death Squad. Joey Diaz can be found at joeycocodiaz.com. Brian Redband can be found at redband.com. For more information about Death Squad, go to deathsquad.tv.